Detective Boxmire, it's the 24th of May, 2017. Time is 20:03 hours. Gallatin County Law and Justice Center Sergeant's Office. Can you go ahead and state your name for me?
Alexis Levinson.
What's your date of birth, Alexis? Okay, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a reporter with BuzzFeed News.
Okay. I'd like to talk to you about an incident that occurred today at the GM Forte campaign headquarters. So, if we can just kind of start out, because I see that you're out of Washington, D.C.
Yes.
So, when you arrived here, what the purpose of the visit was and all that?
I landed around a little before midnight on Monday, midnight Montana time. Today's Wednesday. Monday, I landed. I cover the House of Representatives in D.C. most of the time. I'm on Capitol Hill, and I also cover campaigns, and so I was here to cover the special election. My intention was to write a profile of Greg Gianforte, probably to go up Friday. And so I've been making a lot of calls. I stayed at the Spring Hill Suites here on Monday night, and then woke up really early and drove to Great Falls. That's mm-hmm. right. Okay, Great Falls for a campaign event to see where he was doing a campaign event. How detailed do you want me to get of the...
Yep, just
okay,
going.
So covered the campaign event, listened to what he had to say, talked to some voters, drove to the Starbucks in Great Falls to make some phone calls, got some coffee, drove to the next place I had to be. He had an event, so that was at... The event there was at 9:30, and his next event... He had another event in Hamilton, but he was flying, and I couldn't keep up in a car. So the next event that I could get to was in Kalispell at 5 p.m., so I drove up there, stopped a couple times for gas or whatever, I don't know, stopped for gas, stopped for coffee, stopped to interview a voter along the way, drove through Glacier because I wanted the pretty drive.
Nice drive.
Yeah, just pulled over a lot to take photos of various pretty things, none of which came out as pretty as they were. Got to the event, sat in my car for a while, made a phone call. Went to the event, chatted with voters, chatted with his campaign spokesman, Shane, had made clear I was coming, but kind of fleshed out a little bit more what it was I was here to do. During the day, I'd talked on the phone with his strategist.
Who's that?
His name is Brock Lawrence. I don't know what he looks like, so I don't know if he was there, but I'd talked to him on the phone. I talked to various other, Republican Montana campaign operatives, talked to a bunch of people at that event, which was at Scott's Bar, something like that.
Okay.
Left, hadn't eaten a real meal all day, so went to a diner, had a grilled cheese, decided I was still hungry, went somewhere else, had another dinner,
okay. Yeah,
stayed in my hotel, whatever. Woke up the next morning, drove to their first event. They had an event in Missoula, but I didn't want to drive that far, so drove to the event in Helena at noon.
And when was that, yesterday?
That was today, sorry.
Oh, that was today. Okay, so Helena this morning.
Helena at noon, I believe, was when the event was. I got a speeding ticket on the way. That's relevant. I got there about 5 minutes late. Again, just kind of hung out, talked to voters, listened to him speak. Some lady had a dog, spent a lot of time petting the dog, chatted with other reporters, asked them for time. Asked the campaign for some time to interview him. They said maybe. They were not. They seemed very displeased. A colleague of mine had written a story a few weeks ago that they were not happy with, and they made that clear, but said they would give me time anyways at this event tonight in Bozeman.
Who was that?
Who wrote the story?
Yeah.
My colleague Ann Helen Peterson.
Ann Helen
Peterson? Ann, yeah, three words. wrote a story. It came out here a few weeks ago. She's a culture writer. I think I didn't love it, to be honest, as a political reporter, but, she came out and wrote what...
An article about Gianforte?
About Montana politics and, sort of this race. Happy to find you the link if that would be helpful. Anyway, they said they'd give me time at this event. Ben also asked at the same time. Am I giving you details you want, or am I, oversharing? Okay, so Ben also asked for time.
And who's Ben?
Ben is the guy who is saying that he was body slammed.
Okay, and how do you know Ben?
He's a friend from D.C. We both cover campaigns, so we see each other a fair bit.
What his last name is?
Jacobs.
Jacobs.
He also asked for time. The New York Times reporter, Jonathan Martin, who wasn't at the event tonight but was at the event then in the afternoon, had sort of walked up and put a recorder in his face and said, "Hey, Mr. John Forte, remember me?" Because I guess they've talked before, and like asked him some questions. And he very clearly did not want to continue interviews with reporters. And so we both asked Shane, you know, can we have some time? Shane said, this was at the noon event in Helena, kind of after the event.
Who walked up and put a recorder in his face?
A guy named Jonathan Martin, who writes for the New York Times. He was not here tonight. he went to Missoula, I believe, after that event. He was talking to him. Ben and I were standing very nearby. We both asked for time. Shane said, maybe. I said, maybe. And he said, you know, I was like, maybe. And he said, you know, yeah, at some point. I was like, you know, we're running out of some points. The election is tomorrow. I was like, yeah, we'll talk about it. Ben said, what about me? He said something, Shane said something to him to the effect of, well, you're just going to tweet whatever you want anyway. And it sounded like there was, I don't know. I don't know what it was about. Then I stopped at the Starbucks. After, there was a Starbucks like a block away from, a couple blocks away. Took a couple phone calls in my car, got coffee, like in my seated car, not moving, sat in the parking lot and took a couple phone calls. Drove back here to Bozeman, dropped my stuff at my hotel, which is, again, the Spring Hill Suites. Went to get lunch with Ben and my colleague Blake, who had just flown in, I guess he flew in Tuesday, but I hadn't seen him yet.
And again, we're talking Ben Jacobs.
Yes. So he and I went to get lunch at the Roost. I got lost on the way there.
Who was the other guy, you said?
His name is Blake Montgomery. He was sitting at the Roost working, and so I went there and got some chicken.
Okay.
Talked to a couple more people on the phone, and then drove over to this event.
Okay. What time did you get to the event?
There's a text message on my phone, but I believe 5:50. Oh, sorry, it started at 5, so 4:50. Sorry, my time zones are a little messed up because I've only been here for 2 days. But it started at 5. I arrived around 4:50.
Okay, and what did you do when you got to the event?
Walked in. Woman asked if we were press. I said yes. Kind of stood against the wall for a while, went to the bathroom, got a text from Shane saying, "Are you here?" I said yes. Stood there again, listened to a lot of people making phone calls. Some poor woman kept getting hung up on and or had the phone on mute. Just a lot of people like chatting. Okay. There was a camera crew visibly set up in that side room. The candidate wasn't there. He walked in probably a few minutes after Shane texted me. Shane came over and said, "I think we'll be able to give you a couple minutes after this." I said, "Great." I started writing down questions that I wanted to ask. Ben flagged him down when we were standing nearby each other at that time, and Ben flagged him down and said, "Can I have time too?" And he said no. He said probably not, or you know, something to that effect, and intimated that there was some past issue that they had had with Ben.
So Ben asked
if he could also have time to interview the candidate.
Asked who?
Shane Scanlon, I believe, yep, is his last name.
So Ben asked Shane if he could have time with Mr. Gianforte.
Yes.
Candidate, what are you going to
call? Yeah. In my hearing, and Shane said,
"What did Shane say?"
Something to the effect of probably not, and intimated. I wasn't like super tuned into this, but what conversation I was overhearing was, it sounded like they had Ben writes for a newspaper called The Guardian,
mm-hmm,
and it sounded like they were saying they had some issues with either a Guardian story in the past or Guardian reporters in the past. And that was why he wasn't getting time.
Okay, so then what happened?
I kept standing against the wall. Ben walked over to go into that room so the candidate walked in. At some point in this, the candidate walked in. I'm sorry, I'm a little frazzled. I don't mean to give you, like, crazy details. So Gianforte walked into that room where I definitely, there was a camera equipment. I believe there was also, like, camera crew. I saw Ben walk over there. I wasn't really paying attention. I was kind of watching the scene and listening to this woman, Sylvie, keep get told that she had the phone on mute, and that's why she kept getting hung up on. And everyone was just sort of mingling and chatting. I kept kind of moving out of the way because I was standing by the food table. And then all of a sudden, there was just this big crash, like very loud, very audible, you know, and I saw feet fly the way, you know, like I just, so the door was like half open. So I couldn't see, I don't pretend to see what happened in the room. I didn't hear anything that happened in the room until the crash and then the feet flying. And then the yelling, it was just really loud yelling.
Who was yelling?
It sounded like Gianforte. I could not see who was yelling, so I could not tell you that for sure, but it certainly sounded like him when I've heard him speak before. And it was coming from that room. Definitely wasn't Ben. And he was saying, get the hell out of here. You know, are you with the Guardian? This other reporters did the same damn thing. And then I think they slammed the door, or I think like the exact order of things, but I think they slammed the door while Ben, or I think Ben walked out and his glasses were visibly broken and he held them up to me and he said he just body slammed me. And we just sort of stood there stunned and he like collected his stuff and I had driven him over. So I fished out my car keys to give him so that he could have a place to sit if he wasn't allowed in the event, because I knew he had no other way of getting home.
You drove him over from where?
We're both staying in the Spring Hill Suites. So okay. We drove to the Roost. We took one car because it just seemed silly not to if we're both going to the same place. Drove him to this thing.
Okay. So then what happened?
Shane came out and said, Ben, you need to leave. You need to go. And he left. I don't know if he said anything, but not in any kind of argumentative way. And then Gianforte and Shane walked into another room. There was a lot of closing doors in rooms, and I can't remember which at this point, but what ended up happening shortly thereafter was Gianforte and Shane walked across. Everyone was sort of stunned. Like, everyone heard this crash, and there was a lot of, like, awkward, but no one wanted to say anything. They walked across the hall, or not across the hall, across the room into what looked like another small room, closed the door, didn't come out for about 10 minutes. I sort of stood there waiting to find out what, you know, hoping I could get some comment from them, because that's my job, is to figure out what's going on, and, you know, didn't want to get ahead of that. And then then it became clear a lot of people were, like, coming outside, and I had a feeling that meant, and I figured that probably meant the cops were there. And so I just spent the next probably 15 minutes kind of going back and forth between being in the campaign room and sort of waiting for Shane or someone to come out and, like, talk to me about what had just happened or, you know, give me my interview or any of that. You know, going out to the parking lot, I went out to the parking lot, I saw there were paramedics and EMTs and asked what was going on. Gave Ben his stuff out of my car when he said he was going, you know, at some point a paramedic came over and asked me, said Ben wanted to talk to me. He said, can you give me my stuff? I'm going to go to the hospital. I got it out of his car, gave it to him, lent him my iPhone charger, went back and forth. I called my colleague Blake and said, when I realized there were cops outside, I called my colleague, or I texted Blake and said, can you please come here? Because he'd been working on another story, and so he wasn't going to come to this event. And he had asked, and so at some point he said, do you want me to come over? I was like, no, I think it's fine. And then I realized there were cops. I was like, yes, can you please come over? Like, I can't be inside and outside at once. I want to make sure I get the campaign. And that was pretty much that. It was just going back and forth, in and out, until I suddenly looked up in a car and realized John Forte and Shane were getting in a car. John Forte was in a car and Shane was getting in a car, and I asked him, I don't know what I said. I said, hey, wait, Shane, like, what's going on? And he didn't answer and got in the car and they drove away.
Okay. So you didn't see anything other than feet flying?
I heard the crash. I saw feet flying. I heard what Ben said. I would not pretend to have seen anything otherwise.
Okay. Did you... I mean, you're a reporter.
Yeah.
So did you start tweeting any of this?
I did, yes.
Okay.
I can give you my Twitter handle if that would be helpful.
I think I got most of it here.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't, when I started, I didn't realize Ben had called the cops. So, but also, yes, as you said, that's my job, so.
Take any pictures at the...
Not inside the event, no.
You didn't take any
pictures? I took a picture when I realized there were EMTs outside. I took a kind of long-range photo. But I had not... I actually think my phone is full, and it won't let me take any more pictures because I took so many driving, like, through the mountains and stuff.
So what else can you tell me?
In terms of?
What happened?
That's
anything else you can remember?
Afterwards for me, it was just like, I mostly sat in my car and took a lot of phone calls. I talked to Sergeant Parker, I believe mm-hmm. his name is. He asked me to come here. There are women here claiming I recorded. Have you gotten this far?
Yes.
Okay, so I was having trouble explaining to him where I had been, and I not realizing campaign offices, I cover campaigns. Campaign offices are usually places you can walk in and introduce yourself and no one has an issue. Otherwise I obviously would have knocked, the door was open. I walked in, I explained that I was coming here and I was just hoping to take a photo so I could better explain where I was standing and why I could only see what I saw or could see what I saw. They said, no, you're not invited in here. Did anyone invite you in? You're not welcome, please leave. I said, okay, I walked out. She escorted me out. I looked at my phone after, and she said, are you recording me? And I said, no, I'm not, as I was okay. not.
Did you at any time portray yourself as working for our agency?
No, I said,
in any sense?
I just said, I've been at, the police asked me to go over, I'm just trying to take a picture so I can better explain. I was not trying to do any harm. I didn't take a photo. I didn't record anything. When they asked me to leave, I left. Like, I was not trying to cause an issue.
Okay. So you did not, I just want to be clear, you did not go in and say that?
No.
Or explain it in a way that would make them think that you were working for the sheriff's
Certainly
office?
Certainly not.
And...
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Okay. And this is your phone?
This is my phone.
Okay. Would you have any issue with walking me through just to show me that you didn't take any pictures?
Absolutely.
Anything like that?
Be my guest. I will show you. Oh my God, it's dying. So this is the last photo I took.
Okay, which you tweeted out.
Which I tweeted out, but there's nothing more. Sorry. I'm bad at doing this upside down. So that's everything I've taken today. As you can see, mostly scenery and dogs. I can show you... That's the wrong way to do it. Recently deleted. I didn't delete anything either.
Okay.
That's all as far as photos.
Okay. Have you texted between you and
I texted
at all?
Yeah, I can show you that. Here, it starts there.
Do you mind?
No, please. That's not my most flattering moment.
What's that?
Bad. I get very upset when people rough up reporters because it's happened a lot lately. So.
Okay. And what's all this stuff up? Can I look up a little bit?
Sure.
So you guys don't work for the same.
No.
You guys work for separate.
Totally separate.
But both in Washington, D.C.
We're both based in Washington, D.C.
So you guys both work for, like, the House? I mean, or, like, cover the House and the
no,
Senate?
No, he's sometimes on the Hill. I think he covers the White House more now. We both cover the presidential campaigns or at least part of it. I covered the Republican presidential primary. I used to work at National Review.
Okay, so both of you guys are planning on just covering.
Yeah, there are a bunch of reporters out here. I think was with QuickSpot.
Okay.
Ann Helen, my colleague who wrote that last story, is also out here, and she was planning to be with Quist, and I was hoping to get to a Quist event, but it was just impossible to be in. The state is gigantic.
The state is and very gigantic.
It just wasn't. There wasn't a way to do it, and I mostly cover Republicans. My last job was at National Review, where they pretty much only cover Republicans. It's a pretty conservative magazine, so.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No. I mean, I guess, do you need anything from me? Is there anything?
Not necessarily. I'd ask you to, you know, we're trying to do an investigation, obviously.
No, I understand.
There's been a press conference that just occurred, I believe.
Yeah, my colleague went.
And so the conversation amongst us, and if you know anybody else that witnessed the event, I'd ask you just not to tweet any of that like names or anything like that of people that were there.
The only other person I knew in that room was Ben, and then the campaign staff I think I'd talked to one of the other guys in the room on the phone, but I've never actually seen him in person, so I'm not sure it's him or not.
Okay.
So it was only...
Well, I mean, just while we're...
Yeah.
For a little bit here, because like I said, we're trying to conduct an investigation.
I understand.
It's difficult when we, you know, we don't even have cops on scene yet, and it's already all over Twitter and all over national
news. I understand. I was unaware he was going to call the cops.
Yeah.
I certainly wasn't trying to make your life harder. I just... In he said, she said situations, it felt like a moment where
it's
having someone who... Yeah.
I understand. You guys are reporters, and... You guys have a job to do too, and I'm not trying to impede on that
so
job
or
tell you not to do that job. I'm just saying, you know, the specifics regarding it.
Beyond what is already out there.
Beyond what's already out there.
Okay, I don't think I know
think
much.
Anything else I was out like, there.
I don't think I know anything other than what's already out there. But
yeah, I think that's pretty much it. But just basically, if there's other witnesses or somebody that saw it, we just.
No, I understand. I'll.
Just like we're not going to just go and, you know, that we're
yeah.
not going to allow them to just go and post your name or anything like that. I mean,
my name's pretty out there, so.
You're out there in the other news crews.
Your
name may be out there, but, you know, we're just trying to keep everything neat and orderly here. So,
okay.
Do you have any questions for me?
I'm supposed to fly out Friday. Is that going to be an issue? Okay.
I don't think so.
Is it going to be, so I am out here to cover the campaign. Is it? Going to be an issue if I go to their like election night party?
Nope, you can go there. You know,
I mean, I know they can ask me to leave, and if they do,
leave.
I will leave. But I just mean like you for
no.
Okay,
I don't think there's any issues. We'll let you know if there is, but
Okay.
I can't see any right now, okay?
And so. I'm okay on all. I didn't record them. I think I can show you my recordings too, but.
Yeah,
The only thing is dead air from after the crash happened, when it was still a campaign event. I was worried I was going to have the candidate come out and start talking, and then I wasn't going to be ready, so I just ran my tape recorder. But that's it. It's just.
And
like,
that's this one right here.
That's this one. This is from this morning in Helena. Oh no, sorry. So yeah, this is from this morning in Helena. This is his stump speech. This is from last. So these are all from last night in Kalispell. This is from his stump speech in Helena. This is like 10 seconds of him talking to Jonathan Martin, and that's like chatter.
So this is the one that you recorded. So if I pull it up, it doesn't give me a time or anything?
It might if you... I think it might if I load it into my computer, but no, I mean, you can play it if you want. It's... This is from Helena still. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I've noticed that as iPhones get older, you can hardly hear their speakers. I think it's
because I keep dropping it.
Yeah, that's probably it. I see your screen's all cracked.
Yeah. But I'm happy to give you my headphones if that would be more helpful. And I know Montana is a two-party consent state for recording, so the only things that are recorded on there are campaign, like when I was at a press-advised campaign event. They sent out a media advisory for this.
They did?
They did. I'm happy to show that to you if that would be helpful.
I'm sure they did.
Okay.
So is it immediately after?
This is the crash happened. I said my editor emailed me and was like, because he'd been tweeted that it happened. And so suddenly I got inundated with calls from my editor being like, holy shit, what happened? Are you there? What's going on? What do we need to do?
But did you start this recording after the crash?
Yeah, after that, I was like, I'm just going to have my recorder on because things went crazy. And while I'm in this campaign event, I'm going to have my recorder on. It's not a recording I need. Nothing was said, so I'm happy to delete it if that would make everyone's lives easier. But often what happens is, like, people will come out and start talking and they don't give you any notice, and so I just wanted to make sure I was doing it.
I understand that. Is there any way for you to text it to me? Or email it?
Maybe.
With that forward button?
Hang on, let me see what I can do. Sometimes it's just an issue of, like, size. Is there any chance, if I send it to you, is it going to get, like, disseminated or something? Because I don't know what was recorded. Like, I had it on, so.
I don't think it's going to get recorded. I mean, it's going to be for investigation.
That's fine. I'd just rather, like.
The sheriff's office isn't going to go disseminate it to a bunch of people if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
It's part of the, it'll be part of the.
What's your email? I can email it to you.
Did you have any idea that something like this was going to happen?
No, I thought this is not what happens. It can't, and honestly, like, sorry, I'm actually a little, like, agitated about it just because it was, but, like, I have never had a candidate raise his voice to me, ever, like, not even, because they know everything they say to us is on the record, and so no one really wants that out there, and so, you know, people are jerks, usually through their aides, where they're like, I'm sorry, we're not going to give you an interview, but to your face, they're like, oh, hi, it's so nice to meet you, thanks for being here, and, like, that's, you know, that's the interaction, that's the normal interaction, so, like, oh, I don't really want to talk about that right now. Like,
they have their aides go and do the work.
No, but I just, it's not really normal. But I was expecting a really boring event, honestly. I was expecting to hear his stump speech for, it would have been the fourth time since I've gotten here. I was expecting he would thank volunteers. I was probably going to go interview some of the volunteers if they would talk to me. I was hopefully going to interview him.
I was going to go out to dinner and, like, write my story for tomorrow about there being an election. We, you know, the day of the election, everyone writes these sort of, like, non-newsy stories about there's an election in Montana today, and these are the two candidates, and this is what's at stake, and this is why you should pay attention, and here's what the smart people say about it.
Yeah.
So I was going to go write that.
Okay.
So, and I probably still have to. It's just a slightly different story now.
Yeah.
But no, I did not expect that this was going to happen.
Okay.
And no.
Have you seen Ben interview people before?
Yeah.
And how would you describe his interviewing, I guess, techniques or?
Not particularly different from most other reporters. I mean, he is someone who will keep asking a question and, like, pester, kind of. Mm-hmm. But, like, I mean, he weighs, like, 100 pounds soaking wet, I think. Like, I've never seen him get in anyone's face. I've never seen him in any kind of physical altercation.
Okay.
Like, he definitely is someone who, like, wants you to answer his question and will stay there and keep asking it until you do.
Okay.
But that's not dramatically different from really how I do my job either.
Most people.
I mean, we all work in the Capitol, or when I'm in the Capitol, like, and he's running to be a congressman, so I think we all sort of are treating him as we treat the congressman, which, and usually what my job is I run up to people all day and say, hey, sir, what do you think about XYZ? Like, Mr. Meadows, can you tell me what happened with this? And just, you know, we run around and put our recorders in people's faces and ask them questions, so.
What do you guys normally use for recording?
I usually use my phone. I have a tape recorder. It's, I think, dead. I haven't pulled it out in a while because a lot of people will use a tape recorder. It's mostly, guys often use a tape recorder. I feel like my hands are too small to hold a tape recorder, my phone, and a notebook, and like all. And also sometimes tape recorders and phones, there's interference. And so since a lot of us are often standing very close together, like, you know, in a clump, like, you know, there'll be like a whole clump of reporters around, all holding up their phones, I worry that, like, someone's iPhone will do interference with my tape recorder, which has happened, and then you get this, like, weird garbled audio that you can't use. So, I don't really use mine.
Okay. Is there anything else you can think of, Alexis, that you...
No. It was just not what I expected.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
Should I have any questions?
No.
Okay. No? Like, I don't think so. But.
Okay. Detective Boxmeyer, any audio recording at 20:36 hours.